Blog Talk Radio.
Speak Sunday. We're live and in living color. We had to overcome all the obstacles today to get here, but we're here and live and in living color. I like to make an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused or read what you said. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're making the other person feel good, they're making you feel good. You're in a feel-good relationship. You have to love it. Okay, what can I tell you? All right, so we're the topic for today, you know. Well, as usual, every I'm listening to myself as I talk. It's kind of irritating. But what I like to do is every week we start off with just the first 5 minutes we talk about love, because we think love is so important, and it's actually a must for us to understand what love is and how love functions, you know. And it's very important. We need to deal with love in a manner that's going to bring us what we call reciprocity. That's going to bring back to us from our culture. That's going to bring back to us what we put out. We want to read what you sow, okay? That's science. I'm just putting it out there like that so that those that are using the word science know where it all comes from, all right? So this is what we're dealing with right now. Now, in dealing with love, there's facets of love that we have to deal with. There's things about love that we have to get into from the emotion point of view, from the heart point of view, from the our culture point of view, read what you sow, and from the different languages that we're dealing with. See what I'm saying? These four things that we deal with when we're talking about love, all right? So every week we pick one. I'm going to spend a little more time on love this week because I made that promise that we're going to talk a little bit more about love this week than we normally do, you know? So we're going to talk about the emotional aspect of love. We're going to deal with that first, because I did promise to spend a little more time on love this week than we normally do. Normally only spend 5 minutes, but we need to spend more time on love because a lot of people still don't get it. You know, they still functioning about love the way this culture teaches us about love, and this culture don't have a clue. This culture teaches obsessionism, not love. Follow what I'm saying? Now, in order to deal with the emotional aspect of love, we have to really first deal with emotion, all right? So emotion, the way they teach us about emotion, I mean, we're so uneducated, it's unbelievable. There's only one emotion triggered by the importance you put on what the topic is. If you put a lot of importance on love or the person you're with or whatever, if something happens, you can't handle it. It'll throw you off so much. It hits you so hard that you wouldn't be able to take it. Some people kill themselves if the spouse leaves them or the husband leaves them. Some people just go mad and want to kill them. Nobody, if I can't have them, nobody can have them. I'm sure you've heard that comment before. You have to be in control of how important things are based on what kind of emotional output you want to happen if something happens to that. You know what I'm saying? So if something happens to what you deem very, very important. Now think about this. Some people put so much importance on a car. Some people so much importance on a house or just on their clothes are so much important. Something happens to their clothes, they're ready to kill you. I remember back in the day when I was going through school, you know, you step on somebody's shine shoes, you got to fight. I mean, the war was on, you know. I think they made a couple of songs. Don't step on my blue suede shoes, you know. Whatever you attach your importance to, that's what's going to trigger that emotion. And the level of emotion that comes out is based on how important that thing is to you. Now, a lot of black people haven't put much importance on politics. So the things that's going on in politics haven't been affecting us emotionally. We haven't been getting fired up. But you need to put a little more importance on politics because those that you put in office control the statutes and laws that they're putting up to run your lives. You follow what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to be honoring the Constitution, And the Constitution is a trust. That's why they supposedly follow the Constitution. So if you sue them, you sue them according to the trust. You can't sue them personally. You're suing the grantor of the trust, which is the Constitution. So if they violate the Constitution, then as trustees, they're held liable. I'm saying all this because we're setting up a society, and our society is based on trust agreements. This whole country is set up based on trust agreements and contract law. That's what's going on right now. So if you understand, I'm just going through this. In marriage, see, marriage and relationships, they're contract. You're under contract law. When you're into a contract with your spouse, you know, you make an agreement, okay, and they sue you based on your ability to honor the agreement that you made under the contract. Okay, the contract becomes a trust instrument, and the contract is what allows you to sue the person that you're with based on them violating the marriage contract that you signed. Something to think about. Okay, since we're setting up a society, so I'm going to be doing things based on how this country and societies are actually set up. So I want to upgrade your mindset just a little bit so that you know what's going on, because a lot of us don't know what's going on. I know we say, well, what does God to do with love? When you sign that contract, it depends on how much importance your spouse place on that contract will determine if they catch you cheating based on a contract, whether they put a bullet in your brain or burn your house down. You understand what I'm saying? You saw in the movie Waiting to Exhale, them sisters waiting to get busy, boy, because they violated the agreement that they had with the sisters. So they wanted to exhale on these guys, throwing the clothes in the street or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So everything depends on how much importance you put on a thing. That's what's going to determine the emotional level that comes up. Now, if you put too much importance on something, right, because now the heart has a neural net, and it pumps out hormones when something happens that you have a lot of importance on. And if you have too much importance on something, it will pump out so much hormones that you have a heart attack, because the heart can't keep up. The heart can't pump the type of hormones that's needed to counteract the emotional output or the importance that you put on this thing. That's why when you study martial arts, they say use emotional content. Don't get emotional, but you can use your emotion as much as you want to fight with, you know. You can use the emotion to really do a lot of damage, fierce, angry, powerful, bam, or you can back the emotions down and just beat the person up, let them go about their way, or just protect yourself, and so that they know, yo, you ain't nothing you can do with this. Move on. It depends on how much emotion you want to put into what's going on. So when you're in a relationship, okay, remember that the person that you're in a relationship with has a trust agreement with you. It might be oral. It might not be written down. But they're trusting you to keep your word. They're trusting you to do what you're supposed to do, you know? And based on the Bible, you're gods. As gods, God don't break their word, okay? When God says something, it's a kun fi kun. It's a be and it is. And they're trusting you like that subconsciously, even though consciously they know they're not, but subconsciously they're trusting you like that. Back in the day, you gave your word. That was it. You didn't need no contract. You didn't need nothing. You gave your word, shook your hand on it. That was a contract, and they will not break those contracts back in the day. But things have changed. People lie so much right now. Like, you got the Lion King in the White House, but people lie so much today that it's hard for them to trust your word. That's why we be testing each other. Do he really love me? Does she really love me? You know what I'm saying? Well, let me check this out. Let me flirt with this guy and see what he do. We pushing each other's buttons because we don't really trust what the other person's saying as far as they love you and all that kind of stuff. You see where I'm coming from? So we have to change that paradigm. We have to begin to change the mindset of the people that we're around or the people that we're involved in. They have to know that when you tell them something, it is what it is, and you will go through great lengths to make sure that what you tell them come to pass. Okay, I will spend a little more time here, but I did promise that I was going to spend a little more time on love because it's so important. We need to know how to love each other. You know what I'm saying? And you go back to your culture. How you dance, how you jump up and down and sing and all that has nothing to do with your culture. Your culture is reap what you sow. That's science. That's your culture. So don't be trying to put nothing out that you really don't want to come back to you. Because that's the whole universe, everything is based on that particular culture, okay? the whole universe is based on what they call science right now, you know? If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put math on that, and that math will determine how much reaction you're going to get, okay? So first, go back to your culture. Go back to your culture and read what you saw. Don't do to somebody else what you don't want done to you. Well, that's kind of deep, too, because as I'm thinking about it, somebody said, love me the way you love yourself. And I'll be thinking about that. Wait a minute. I have to think about that statement because some people hate themselves. And I sure don't want them to love me the way they love themselves. They just out of their minds, you know? So I added something to it. Love me the way Jesus loved you. That will help. Love me the way Muhammad loved you. Love me the way Buddha loved you. Hare Krishna loved you. Love me the way the people that brought love to us, you know what I mean, to help us out. Love me the way they love the people. And then we'll be on the same page. You got people drinking and smoking. And you know, I mean, they hate themselves. They eating all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, wondering why they feel so terrible, you know. Because some people don't like themselves. So learn from the people that brought love to us how to love each other, you know. And they've shown you by example how to love each other. And remember, we go back into the Bible a little bit. The Bible says, okay, Psalm 82, you're all God's. And when God says something, okay, you best believe it's going to come to pass. So if you know that you're God, when you say something, like if you reserve somebody's time, you say, well, look, I'll be there at 9 o'clock, and you show up at 9:30. You see what I'm saying? That's disrespectful to the guy who you reserved their time. They could have been doing something else for the half an hour. You follow what I'm saying? You said it. All you had to do is say, look, I'll be there at 9:30 instead of 9 o'clock. You know what I mean? If you can't do a certain thing, just don't say it. It's just that simple. Once you say it, you have just given law to this person into the universe. You've just said you were going to do something, and you have to do everything in your power to make sure that what you said is going to come to pass, especially with your children. Don't promise your children something that you're not going to be able to give them. It's best to not to tell them anything. You know what I mean? Because when you disappoint a child, their heart remembers that. And they begin to, oh, boy, here we go again. He said they're going to get me some roller skates. I ain't going to wait for those skates. I mean, they begin not to believe you. You lose their trust. Everything is in your word because of actually who you are. Your word is bond. You know, I know we've heard all this stuff before, but I'm just reiterating and bringing it back to the love and the consciousness of who we actually are, okay? Now, okay, with all that being said, let's get into the topic. I did spend more time on love. Maybe next week I'll do a little extra time on love, too, because to me it's so important. We can't get along. We don't get along in groups. We're fighting each other. We're going through all kinds of crazy stuff because we don't know how to love each other because this culture hasn't taught us that. This is a dog-eat-dog culture that we're under right now. Although President Haynes and them try to balance the two cultures. There's a read what you sow culture and a dog eat dog culture. When President Hanson, I keep calling President Haynes, when President Hanson and them set it up, they put the military, which is the dog eat dog culture, under the civilian leadership, which is read what you sow culture. That's why even today, the civilian president is in charge of the military. Because they want to read what you sow culture. This whole system is supposed to be based on the Bible, which is the read what you sow culture. Although sometimes that's hard to believe. But the whole culture is supposed to be based on the Bible, so that the read what you sow culture is supposed to be in control of the doggy dog culture, which is the military, and that's how it was actually set up. So I just want you to think about that, what he was thinking about when they set this thing in motion, okay? Now, let's go into the topic. The topic of the day is, what's the difference? We're going to get into the Bible, too, but what's the difference between power and influence? Now, remember, this is an interactive show, so you can hit one anytime and let me know that you have something or you want to comment or something. You know, even you just want to give a shout-out. Or if you have a company or something, you want to advertise your company, talk about your business, you can do that, too. We don't charge people for advertising on the show. And if you want me to do a permanent advertising, I do that every half an hour, on half an hour of the show. I run through all the advertising. If you want me to add yours in permanently, all you have to do is just let me know. And the number to call me to let me know that would be 215-758-1703, okay? And that will let me know. And then you can let me know. That's from 9 to 5. Then you can let me know what your business is and how you want me to advertise it on Sunday, 1.5 hour period. Now, the advertising, it is a little long because we don't charge, so we let everybody get in. And that's what's going on, okay? Now, the topic for today, what's the difference between power and influence, okay? This is the problem with the Bible, that the ministers don't understand. The Bible is a code book. If you follow the code, right, you'll gain power. But if you follow it as a religious book, you gain money, okay? With money, you have strong influence, but you don't have no power. You see, it's like, let's start with the Pope. Man, my God, who got more money than the Pope, right? The Pope has plenty of money, and his influence is absolutely amazing. This guy influences governments and everything else, but ain't no, there's no Pope ships out there. There's no Pope planes, no jets. The Pope can, if he can put 1,000 boots on the ground, that's amazing. He can't put boots on the ground and none of that stuff. So the Pope has a lot of influence, but he don't have no power. Look at the black churches, okay? Look how strong and powerful they are, all the way down to the Nation of Islam, all of them. But where are their ships at? Where are their planes at? Where are their nuclear weapons? Where are their jets? How can they put boots on the ground? Somebody come in and shot up a church. They couldn't put no boots on the ground and go after this guy because they don't have no power. Now, they have influence. See, money gives you influence. You can pay somebody to go do stuff, and people will do things because they know you got money and you can help them out. So you can have influence through the money, but you don't have no power. So the difference between power and influence is boots on the ground. I'm going to say that again. The difference between power and influence is boots on the ground. We got a black community here, and I'll go back to Garvey. He asked the question, where's your Navy? Where's your Army? Where's your Marines at? You know what I'm saying? You know, what do you have? We don't have no power. If something happens to us, we have to pick up the phone and call the very people that are doing this to us to get justice. And how's that been working for you? 100 years later from Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, and Noble Drew Ali, all them, and we're still out here protesting for the same situation, the same condition. Now, I'm going to say something here that a lot of you might not realize, but once we started, I've never processed a day in my life because it didn't make sense to me. I'm coming back from Vietnam. They protest in the city at some white folks' restaurant. I'm saying, why would we process to sit and eat that bland food when we got all these soul restaurants right around the corner? It just didn't make sense to me. Every time we protest, they take something away from us economically. Do you remember that you had your own baseball fields? You had your own baseball stadiums, football stadiums. You had basketball stadiums. You know what I'm saying? They took all of that from you. You had your own you had your own schools. They weren't funding your schools properly because the white schools looked better and had better equipment. But the education wasn't as good as the black schools. I'm telling you right now, the education was worse. We had a better education, although we didn't have as good of schools. Follow what I'm saying? And it's just part of the brainwashing that we've been through. We want to be with them. when they let Jackie Robinson into, I think his name was Jackie Robinson, when they let him into the baseball thing, it wasn't because they wanted to give you no equality or justice. They wanted to take your economics from you. They didn't want you to have no baseball stadiums and baseball leagues and all that. They took all of that. You lost everything. We had our own hospitals. We had black medical colleges, okay, that would teach medicine to our children. Gone. All of that's gone. Why? Because you're protesting for the wrong reasons. Why would we protest to ride on somebody else's bus when we can set up our own bus system? I mean, you know what I mean? Well, we got better jobs now. You got better jobs under somebody else's company when you can have a job as an owner of your own company. You understand what I'm saying? So we're dealing with, okay, somebody has a hand up. And normally I don't wait for somebody to put their hand up. I get them in right away. So we got 8638. Let me see what we got here. 8638, this thing is working probably. You're on the air. If you have a comment or a question, you can just jump right in. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your forum. I was just answering that question. You made me think about the fact that power is what they use to get us in this condition. Power is forced upon people, folks, where influence gives us a glimpse into why it's necessary to do a thing. And through that, we're encouraged to get it done. Now, we're in that stage at this point, in my estimation. As a black people, we can't just force our people to do anything like the slave masters have done in years gone by. Position now where we have to influence by showing us the importance of our unity, that the love must be reacquired. And I think some of the things we've learned in our sojourn in America, we must, some of that we should forget. We need to take it out of our vocabulary and then our daily habits, our culture, because it's not positive nor developmental for us. which is why, although we have all of the, we've matriculated in institutions of higher learning, we've acquired the masters and the doctorates and all of that, but yet have not been able to parlay this knowledge, this wisdom, this so-called understanding, into a way that it benefit us as a people, as a collective, both here in America and on the continent. So that's a real, real challenge, but it's one that we have to deal with, and at the root of it is what you call, what you said earlier when you started the show, love. Because love will cause us to see the condition and then work together to change it. And when I think about the continent, 12 million square miles, 52 nations, and what we supply the world with, the minerals in the earth, from diamond, oil, gold, you name it, and all the other civilizations, I think, who was that, said we have, our spending power exceeds $1 trillion a year. That's just us in America. How about other parts of the world where our people are found? And so it's, as a collective, we're very, very powerful. And once we acquire that love and work with definiteness of purpose, we can turn this thing around right away. But we, and you mentioned one other thing, I'll move on, but mentioned the military. Our continent does not have its own military. And it's something that, it's a very real problem. That's why we keep running to others, France and others, to fight our wars and to train our men. So it's a lot that must be done. But if we get, as Dr. John Henry Clark said, if it takes us 99 years to raise our, rebuild our own nation, if we get started today, we only got 98 more. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the comment, brother. That was right on time. And moving right along. Now, one thing I want everybody to understand is that we do not debate comments. We listen to the comments. We respect the caller. And we don't debate the comments. But a lot of times we need to hear what the person is saying. And if we get into a debate about it, we'll miss their point. And we don't want to miss nobody's point. And, brother, you raise a good point. We appreciate that, and I appreciate your comment. Thank you very much. Now, your mic is still open, so be mindful of the noise that you're making. Let me leave your mic open in case you want to jump back in. I'm going to go to the next caller. It'll be 1927. Let me see if make sure everything's working.
Good evening, Brother Ewing. This is Brother Max from the Legacy of the Nation. And I wanted to comment on your question, what is the difference between power and influence? I can recall in grade school or in high school, power was defined very simply as the ability to do work. But then in college, the power became the ability to cause pain. So power comes from the ability to get something done and to cause pain if it's not done, so power is your ability to protect yourself and to hurt the enemy. I like the fact that you have brought to our attention that we lack military force, and that's in spite of the hundreds of thousands of veterans among us. But we have been taught to protect the larger country, but we haven't been taught to protect our own household and our own neighborhoods and eventually our own nation. That's kind of what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Mac. That was right on time. We appreciate that. And we're following the same course, the same thought process. And they give it to us. They give it to us in the movies. They give it to us in school and everything. But because of our miseducation, we can't see because we don't know who we are. You know what I'm saying? when they call me a man, right? They've given tons of explanations and limitations of what a man can and cannot do. When they call females a woman, they've given all kinds of explanations of what a woman can and cannot do. This is why I like the Bible as a code book. The Bible gave you the code of who you are. It didn't call you no African or Egyptian or none of that stuff. It didn't call you a Hebrew. The code says you are a God. You're all gods. That's what the code said. And being a god, that makes you unlimited. That means that there is nothing on the planet, nothing in the universe that you can and cannot do. And then the book gives examples of things that has been done by God, you know. That's why we get into Genesis, the first question on the board. That's why we wanted people to answer that first question, those who are using their thinking capacity. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Who is this God and where did he come from? You know what I'm saying? And that first statement, for many of us, throws us beyond our capacity to think. We say, oh, nobody knows where God comes from. Nobody knows that. You follow what I'm saying? But there's an explanation. There is an explanation to that question. I went into one last week. I'll probably get into it again this week, because to go further into the Bible, which I want to do as a code book, not as a religious book, you need to know these things, especially how the waters were separated from the firmament and all that. You need to know exactly how this was done. You know what I mean? And how these beings men and women, your ancestors, were able to do it. You know, once you start thinking like that, knowing who you are, you can figure it out. We're out there in space right now with satellites. The moon is a satellite. So it means that we can do all the stuff that it says in Genesis if we upgrade to the code of who we actually are. Now, just because they say you are God, you know, they say, well, man can't fly. No, man can't fly, but God can. Because God will figure out that he can't go out there and flap his arms and fly around like a bird. He'll make something up to overcome that deficiency. That's why we got planes and jets and everything else. Because God said, hey, wait a minute. I need to fly, man. So I'm going to make something to fly in. I'm not going to go against nature. Nature said these arms are not going to get me in the air by flapping. That's what nature says. But I'm beyond nature. Nature is don't control me because as God, remember, I made nature. So I can, whatever nature throw at me, I can overcome it because I made nature. See, this is when you start thinking like who you really are. But as long as you're thinking in limited capacity, I heard some person say, I'm a queen, I'm a king. That's a system of government. That's not who you are. That's a system of government, meaning that nobody can rule other than your family. Oh, boy, I'm way off schedule here. I went too far because I'm supposed to be dropping the advertising. I'm going to run through the advertising right quick. The advertising takes a few minutes. Now, remember, if you have a comment or a statement, you want to say something, just press one, and I'll come to you as quickly as possible. And you can make a statement or comment or whatever you have. And if you want to jump back in after the commercial, you can just jump back in because I'm leaving your mics open, okay? The people that have called in, that push one. I left your mic open in case you want to make another comment. Okay, Lightning. This is the Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim. I changed the name. It ain't Osiris no more. It's Elohim, okay? They could change it from Osiris to Orion. I could change it from Orion to Elohim. I know who I am. I tell you, I know who you are. That's why I got so much respect and love for you. That's why I'm doing this every week because of the love and respect that I have for you, okay? We do every Sunday from 8 to 9. I fill up your time, okay? We're getting a little noise on the mics, so I'm going to shut the mics down. Now, if you, even though I'm shutting the mics down, if you do want to get back in, all you have to do is press 1 and then press 1 again, and that will let me know that you did want to say something, okay? Okay. That way I eliminate the noise, okay? All right, because I won't know if you want to say something unless you press 1 and press 1 again. Okay, or you can mute your mics too, but that's okay. I got the mics off. So if you do want to say something, you have to press 1 and press 1 again. That'll let me know that because your lights stay on once you click on, okay? Yeah. So now we don't mention your name. We just mention the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you want us to mention your name, you can give your name if you want to. That's up to you. Okay. I'm gonna run through this kind of fast. So if you want a name or something or a phone number, you can just press 1 and let me know that that's what you wanted. And I'll repeat it. Okay. Now I released the gospel CD. This is where we get our money from, the CDs and books. I got a book on the market. A Christ Has Come Part 2. Astronomical Scriptures of Christ Has Come. Excuse me. It's on Amazon. So you can get the book. You can get the CD at CDBaby/CD Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. You can go and get the book, or you can go on YouTube, listen to it, or you can go to CD Baby. You can buy one track, one song, or you can buy all 10 if you want to, okay? And what we say, if you go on YouTube, Elohim Christ 10 tracks, Jesus is coming. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus come back, where he coming from? Well, we're not spooky. He come from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies, and we need those babies. Be mindful of the babies that you're dumping because we need them, okay? The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. Now, I'm just going to say something right quick. You can comment on it later. But the tree of life that everybody's talking about is your children because they're your physical existence. They perpetuate your physical existence on your planet. And it says that you should eat from the tree of life. Ask yourself this question. How many of you can eat from what your children have produced? Just something to think about, okay? Okay, let me keep going. All right, brothers, it takes two to make the baby. So, you know, brothers and sisters, it takes two to make them, take two to take care of them, you know, so step up, do your job. Come on, God. And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, The Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, call TCCA at 215-758-1703. If you want your advertising of your business added to what we're doing, just give me a call and tell me how you want me to say it and what you want me to say, okay? And there's no charge. Also, I'm in the gold business. I buy and sell gold. So if you need some gold, just check me out. Same number, 215-758-1703. I'm a member of the Carib Brothers Association. So if you want to get a little more information about that, you can still give me a call at the same number, okay? Don't forget my website, Elohim, El Christ Elohim, at .com/website, okay? You can call me and get this information again if you want, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler. He wrote a history book on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. I think everybody should have that book in their library because he fills in the missing pieces of history. I also like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation show. It's hosted by Brother Mac and Son. Brother Mac made a few comments earlier. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name of Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, and boy, what words she speak. So give her a shout out on YouTube. You can find her on YouTube. Go look her up. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Unam. Her calling number is 909-749-8626. I do some spiritual readings myself. I did one on her. She did one on me, and she was pretty good. I have to say. So if you need some little spiritual advice, you know, give Nikki a call, and you won't regret it, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA ACL 1918 and 1929 of the world. We meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at UNIA 267-822-2320, okay? That's from Monday to Friday. Just give them a call, okay? And we also have the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, call Brother Siddiqui at 609-638-5828. I got four suits, and man, I just took some pictures of one of them suits. Wait till you see them, okay? So he's a pretty good tailor, and he good quality work. I also like to give a shout out to Save More Electronics. That's an electric company. They do all kinds of electric work. So if you need lights and fixtures and stuff put in, just give them a call. The calling number is 215-909-3352 from 925. I'm sticking my chest in. That's my son's company. Okay. Yeah, my children's trying to do something, so I can do something off the fruit of that tree, right? Okay. I always like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton. He writes under the name of T. Thornton. He changed it last week. He has an old school style of Philadelphia. He has six CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube, Heaven 2019 TEE dot Thornton for more information. Just call 267-259-4077. If you listen to my gospel CD, he did some of the background on the CD. That was pretty good. You know what I mean? He got one of them smooth tenors, man, to take you back in the day, like Smokey, you know? I want to get on to this now. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Type Learning Academy. She's a licensed certified. She's a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. You know, Taylor Type has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for more best quality children's services, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. I'm sticking my chest out again. That's another one of my children's business. Her email address is TaylorTypeLearningAcademy@gmail.com, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. If you call him, he also will send you an herb chart for free, and we need to get more into herbs. based on what's going on with the coronavirus and all that stuff out there, okay? Now, we got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you need to be sitting down. Nobody needs to be sick. So don't worry. Put these guys on your speed dial, and don't worry. Call them and be healthy. Okay, I got it in. I thank everybody for hanging on while I do the commercial. It's a pretty long commercial. I'm surprised not even longer, since we don't charge nobody to, since there's no charge to be on, you know. but it's long enough. Okay, now we're going back to the topic. Okay, we're down to about 14 minutes here. All right. Now, we went through the topic of what's the difference between power and influence? Okay, we talked about that. Now, the next topic, now this topic is tricky. The Bible code book or religious book is very tricky because, like I said, the first question throws most of us in a mental framework where we can't even deal with it, you know? Now, I wanted to go into more of the more of Genesis, but it's hard to go through the rest of Genesis when dealing setting up the earth and the planet and all that, you know what I mean, without addressing the first question, who is that God and where did he come from? Now, if somebody has an answer that hasn't been on the show, I see a few new numbers here, so if somebody has an answer that hasn't been on the show, and you can tell us who that God is and where he came from before I give the explanation, hit one. We'd love to hear it. Because the first question, if we're coming from a religious point of view, the first question throws us beyond our capacity to deal with that. And we don't deal with that. Oh, nobody knew God. God is unlimited and everything. And we turn God into some kind of spook being. We don't know who this God is. The code of the Bible tells you men and women are God. It says you are all gods. Children of the Most High. Now, don't say Most High God. This is what they're doing. They're throwing that Most High guy in there. And then they're throwing this big G, little G. If you study in the Hebrew language, there are no upper and lowercase levels, letters. So when they wrote it, there was no big G and no little G's in there. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to keep you into the spook mindset. But everything is real. The Bible takes you back to reality if you deal with it from a code book and not from a religious book, okay? Now, I'm going to answer that question. No ones came up. We got quite a few people on the line here, but I don't see no ones coming up in reference to that answer. So I'm going to get into that because we need to go through that to deal with the rest of the book, okay? The rest of Genesis anyway, you know? Now, you have to remember, you're scientists. You come from a reap what you sow culture. As far as science is concerned, you can't create anything. You cannot make something out of nothing, according to science. You have to have something to make something with. You know, these farmers out there, you know, you got to put water in the well to get water out. You know what I mean? So there was a time, now this is as far back as we can go mentally, we're talking about an uncaused cause, something that caused everything to exist. But nothing caused us to exist, okay? That was the beginning of motion, when energy went into motion. That something was energy. Everything in the universe is made up out of that energy, everything. So nothing was created, everything was made. And you are made up of energy, the same energy that's in the cosmos and everything else. That's who you are, you know what I'm saying? Which means that you are the universe actually in an expansion mode. That's why you don't have no limit, okay? So this God that made everything was the men and women who were actually in the universe and were able to do something. Now, where did they come from? That's the question. Who are these guys and where did they come from? Now, I'm telling you that you weren't created. You were made out of source energy. That's why you're so powerful. That's why what we did 50 years ago can't compare to what we're doing now. And what we're going to be doing 50 years from now can't compare to what we're doing right now. You are an unlimited being, okay? Now, you were incorporeal entities coming through the black hole up around size A, size B, up near the constellation Elohim or Orion or Osiris, whatever you want to know. I'm changing stuff around here. So you come through that constellation because incorporeal energy gives off a corporeal gas. And that gas came into this dimension, and it was so much of that gas came into this dimension that they were worried about the gas catching fire and burning a hole in both dimensions. This is why the incorporeal energies came into this dimension in order to check the problem out. That's when they came in with incorporeal energy. And corporeal energy, they made a dense sun. They call them Cyrus A and Cyrus B. They made two, actually made three, but we're just dealing with the two of them. Called Cyrus A and Cyrus B. And they had to monitor the gas so that it wouldn't burn, to see if it would burn through both dimensions. And when they found out that dark matter, okay, which you're dealing with substance, kept everything moving so that there was a space between the gas, so the gas wouldn't catch from one to the other. So they were able to stay, and to monitor this gas, they made a planet to live on, okay, so that they can stay here. Now, this takes us through the first part of Genesis, but then you get into what they're talking about, Adam and Eve. So they made, but as they, when they made this planet, if you eat the fruit of the planet, their body became material, and they had to wait 7 years without eating anything in order to go back to an incorporeal state. That's why I ain't going to get into too much revelation on that. That's why I said they couldn't see themselves, because they were incorporeal at the time. You know what I'm saying? And they ate their fruit, and they became corporeal. Then they could see themselves. For the first time, they heard God walking. God didn't have to walk. God was incorporeal too. The other people that were here, they were incorporeal beings as well as them, okay? And they made the planet to live on. And then from that point, okay, they began, okay, this is kind of interesting. From that point, they began to make planets, suns, moons, and stars. Okay, now that you understand where we came from, how we got here, while we're here, when you get into your scientific studies, I started this season almost 20 years ago, and they weren't talking about the gas and all that stuff that's surrounding the planets. But if you go into your scientific studies right now, okay, they will, without a shadow of a doubt, talking about the gas and all that stuff that's in the solar system that's around everything, they're beginning to recognize, okay, what's going on out there through what we have been saying and what we've been talking about, okay? Excuse me. So with that explanation, okay, that actually carries you all the way through Genesis up to a certain point. But I don't want to go too far into all that, but I just want you to see how when you deal with the Bible as a code book as opposed to a religious book, your thought process changes. You begin to think differently about everything because you know who you are now, and you're not limited. Africa don't make you who you are. This planet don't make you who you are. Look out there. Remember Roots when they hold the baby up? There's nothing greater on this planet than you. That's who you are. That's what's going on. We'll get more in detail into Genesis. Now that I've said this, I'm going to get more into Genesis, more into detail about Genesis next week, dealing with it as a code book, because we need power. When what's this guy, Saul, fall off the horse and became Peter or whatever his name was, told him he had a revelation, they made it spooky. No, he figured out that there was a code to this thing. And he took the code into the Europeans. And from that point on, the Europeans began to gain more and more power from the teachings of Paul. Was it Paul or Peter? Paul. Yeah, from the teachings of Paul. They began to get more and more power. How did they get this power? What did he know about this book, okay, that brought him into the power? When Constantine hooked up with St. Maurice, you know what I mean? He learned that there's something special about this book that we don't know about. And when St. Maurice pulled his coat, he became a Gnostic. Those are the first followers of Yahshua or Jesus. They were called Gnostics, okay? Not Christians. They were called Gnostics. And so Constantine joined them and went back because his brother had seized power in Rome. So Constantine went back and took power from Rome. And him and Maurice was like, they were like inseparable from that point on. In fact, the Christian church made the brother Maurice, they made him a saint. They call him Saint Maurice now. You can look him up, look at his pictures and all that, you know. He's one of us. You know what I mean? He was a great general at the time. I don't want to go into the whole story. But there's so much. Once you begin to see the book as a code book, you can draw power from the book. And we need power. Now, I'm in the process of setting up a society, okay, where the people are in control of the society. There are no presidents, no vice presidents, none of that stuff is going on, okay? The people run and control everything, and we don't vote for a person to be president or vice president and all that. We vote for what we're going to do and how we're going to make changes. We do everything collectively. We split the money up collectively so that that one person, like if we check the religious leaders' banks, they got millions of dollars under their control. So they have strong influence over the people. But the people are still going through the same misery that they've been going through all along. Nothing has been set up to give the people control over anything, you know? So I'm going to go back to, oh boy, I really talked a lot. I usually get back about 10 minutes, but he jumped in a little earlier, too. So, Brother Mac, 1927, I got your mic back open. If you want to make a comment or something, just go right ahead. Brother, you still there?
Absolutely, Brother Elohim. I'm here yet.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes. So. You can close out for us.
All right. In speaking of power versus influence, an example of power is that there's a country that has the power to dominate and influence all the nations of the world, and I don't have to name that country, but it starts with the letter A. United, Stateofamerica. That country has a military force that contains an air force, an army, a navy, a Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard, and civilian state police, and city cops. With that power, that nation has been able to take from other nations the raw materials that they need. And they have been able to do it at will, and they have been doing it for hundreds of years, and it has been ramped up just recently. But that demonstration of what power can and does is an illustration of what power, what the term actually means. With the military that the United States has, they can ask for very gently, or they can demand.
Talk about the big stick, right? Well, we got.
That's right.
Yeah, we got about 60 seconds. I'm going to cut you off. I got to make this assertion.
Okay.
I'm going to let you back.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Elohim. Thank you for the opportunity to question and to express myself.
Let me make this assertion right quick. You're welcome. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break any universe. Did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Yeah, thank you very much, Mac. I appreciate you. We got about 10 seconds left. I appreciate you chiming in. And we will be back here next Sunday, Big Brother permitting, because he's in control of the airways. So tune in next Sunday, 513-456-9230, and spend some time with us, okay? I want to thank you all very much that are calling. I appreciate it. This is Bella Eames signing off. Much love, y'all.
Much love, my brother. Be well.